Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Zayin in Meseches Pesachim. It is the 329th daf in Shas. Our daf will discuss why it is that we do Bedika at night, as we have begun in yesterday's daf on Vav Amid Beis, 20 lines from the bottom, and not during the morning. The Gemara then will discuss the halachos of the morning of Erev Pesach, and the status of chametz, for example, using chametz to be mekadesh and isha already during the zman isur. The Gemara will then go on to discuss moldy chametz, as well as chametz if you're not sure, if you have a suffix, whether it's chametz or matzah. And the Gemara will compare that to the sugya in shkolim. It will be our next mesechta that will discuss the halachos of someone who finds money that is sitting in Yerushalayim and you're not sure where it is, so a similar type of safek. That will continue us through to the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Then on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara will discuss the bracha of Bedikas Chametz, and that will take us to the sugya of brachos, which will take us through Zayin Amud Beis. This is one of the most important mekoros in Shas about the appropriate girsa for different brachos. That will take us through Zayin Amud Beis all the way towards the bottom, where the Gemara will learn out the source for using a candle for Bedikas Chametz. So let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, where we had left off on Vav Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom, where the Gemara asks, V'niftalei ba'arba, why is it that we do the bittel on the night of Pesach? I understand that you can't do the bittel, as we learned yesterday, after the Zman Isur, because it's no longer in the Rishus of a person. But in the fourth hour, the chametz is not also. V'niftalei ba'arva, v'niftalei b'chamesh. Why can't you do it either in the fourth or fifth hour? Says Gemara, k'even the lav zman isuruhu, v'lav zman biuruhu. Since it is not the time that the chametz is aser, and it's not the time that you have the mitzvah of tashbisu. The mitzvah of tashbisu is to destroy it at the time that it's aser. So we're afraid, dilma pasha v'lo mevatalei, he'll forget about it, not do bittel, and he won't do the bittel. Asks the Gemara in the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, v'niftalei b'shis, let him be mevatalet in the sixth hour. Rashi explains there he's not going to forget about it, even though the Isser Minat Torah only starts at the end of the sixth hour, and the question was to be mevatel in the beginning of the sixth hour. However, since he's involved with the burning in the sixth hour, he won't forget. Says the Gemara, kimin d'isur d'rabbanan ilavei, Minatayra, the chametz is only also in the second half of the day. However, midrabanan, they made a takana that even in the sixth hour, after 5 hours have passed, you're also not allowed to have chametz to protect the dindaraisa. So since midrabanan, it's asur, so then called the tikkun derabanan kein daraisa tikkun, and the chametz is no longer in your rishus midrabanan. Once it's no longer in your rishus midrabanan, you can't be mevatel. Again, the chametz is aser. Once the chametz is aser, so then the takana midrabanan will be mild after din daraisa. Once it becomes aser, it's not in your rishus, and therefore you're not able to be mevatel. And the Gemara gives another application of this halacha, that the iser derabanan of chametz is going to transform other halachas as well. Da'amar of Gidlam Rav Chia Bar Yosef Amarav, important Gemara, HaMikadesh Misheshos Ulamala. A person who's Mikadesh does Kiddushin. He says, Hareh Mikudeshesli to an Isha with Chametz, and that Chametz is Asr Midrabanan. It's not the end of the sixth hour, but it's the beginning of the sixth hour, and it's Asr to have the Chametz Midrabanan. So he's doing Kiddushin Maraisa, nevertheless, Afil Bechutik or Denaisa, even if he's using hard chametz. It's an interesting question of why the Gemara brings out afilu b'chitei kurdenaisa. The kedushin is not valid. Ein choshishin l'kedushin. The kedushin does not work. Rashi here says a chiddush based on the Gemara in Yevamos on Sadi Amibes, that the reason why the kedushin does not work is that minat Torah the kedushin should be valid, because minat Torah the chametz is not aser during the sixth hour. Nevertheless, since the Chazal were misakin, Rashi says it's based on the idea called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Whoever is Mekadesh, it's dependent on the Das of the Rabbanan. And since the Rabbanan didn't want you to own the money, we say Hefker Bezen Hefker, and the money is considered as if it doesn't belong to the husband. This is an important line in Rashi, both in the Sugya called Mekadesh Daita Rabbanan, as well as within the halachos of the sixth hour. But of course, one should be ma'ayin in that after Bezer Hashem we've completed the daf. The Gemara continues, L'basar Yisur lo matzi mevatalei, and after the time of Isur, you can't be mevatala tanya, but didn't we learn, Hayesha Beis HaMedrash, he's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, V'nizkar sheyesh chametz b'soich beisar, and he remembers that he has chametz in his house, mevatalei b'libay, then he should be mevatal in his the chametz in his heart, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yom Tov, whether it's on Shabbos, or whether in Yom Tov, you could do bitul bishlem of Shabbos. Says Gemara, I understand it will be a case of Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Mishkachas, Lachnon, Shechal, Arba, Asa, Lios, B'Shabbos, El Yom Tov, Basar, Yisuru, who, question mark, Yom Tov is after the Zman of Yisur. And didn't we learn on the bottom of Vav Amabez that once the Chametz is Asar, it's no longer your Shus to be able to do Bittul? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravacha, Bar Yaakov, Hocha, B'Talmud, Yoshev, Lefnei, Rabbi, Iskin. This is made reference to many times in the Gedolei Achronim, that we're talking about a case of a student that's in front of his teacher, v'nizkar sheish isa migulgels b'soch pesa, and he remembers that he has dough sitting in his house, u'misyare shema tachmitz, and he's afraid that it'll ferment and become leaven, kodem, early, u'mevatale mikmei dechametz, and he should be mevatale before it becomes chametz. So in other words, shema tachmitz, there's the fear, so kodem uvatale, so he should get up early and be mevatale before it becomes chametz. If it was already chametz, there would be no way that he'd be able to be mevatel it if it was Yom Tov. However, we're talking about where it hasn't become chametz yet. Mark continues, Dekonami diktani. I could prove this to you, that we're talking about a dough that has not become chametz yet, because it states, Hayyoshe b'seich beis ha-medrash, that he was sitting in the beis ha-medrash. Rashi explains that the raya is the following. Why do we need to say he's sitting in the beis ha-medrash? Who cares? If we're talking about Chametz Gomor, it wouldn't make a difference whether he was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash or not. However, we're emphasizing that he's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash because he doesn't have the general luxury of going home and getting rid of the Chametz, because he wants to continue sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. In contrast to if it was already Chametz, it wouldn't make a difference. He couldn't simply get rid of the chametz. The only thing he'd be able to do on Yom Tov is hashpasa b'leiv, to do a bittul. However, if we're talking about a case in which the dough has not become chametz yet, so then we're learning the following chidush, and that is that when he's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and doesn't want to be mevatel from Beis HaMedrash, so then in such a case he should be mevatel the dough even before it becomes chametz, and he does not have to run back home. The Gemara continues with the two dots. Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna Amar Rav. Hapas sheipsha, bread that has become moldy. Kivan sheribsa matzah muteres. Rashi explains that the Gemara is hava mina, is that we're talking about a box, a bread box, that has a little bit of moldy bread, but also has a lot of matzah. And the chidush of Rav is that we go basar rov, and it's going to be muter. Asks the Gemara, could you simply follow the rule of majority Acheri Rab and Lahatos as described in the beautiful Sugya and Chulun Daf Yud Aleph? Hey Chidami, says Gemara, Ilema di Yada be de Chametzi, if he knows that there's Chametz there, Ki Ribsa Matza may have, who cares about the fact that there's a majority of Matza? El Delo Yadin Be, I Chametzu, I Matzahu. Must be a case where he doesn't know. It's just something moldy, but he's not sure whether it's chametz or matzah. My area ki ribsa matzah, even if the majority was a matzah, afil kolo ribsa matzah nami, nezel basar basra, you should go after the last thing that's been put inside, and we know the last thing that's been put inside is matzah. Just like we learn in Shkolim, Miloy Tnan, in Shkolim Perek Zayim Mishnah Bey, he's one of my Talmidim, just called me up, who's doing the Daf Yomi, and he told me he heard that the hardest part of Daf Yomi is actually not Erevin, which we already passed. Baruch Hashem wasn't easy, and we did it with Siyata Deshmaya. But he said his Mesach HaShkolim, which is coming up. No one ever thought of that Psachim is sandwiched between possibly the two hardest Mesechtas. Either way, we learned in Shkolim, if you find money in front of the merchants in Yerushalayim, there people would buy money with Kedusha would be used to buy food to eat Birushalayim, that Meiser Sheni. So the halach is if you find in front of the merchants, Lola Meiser. Baharabayis Chulin. On the Harabayis, it has a chazaka of being Chulin, despite the fact that during the Rega, most of the money that should be found there should be from Meiser Sheni, because people are coming up to eat their Meiser Sheni there and to Mekayim Aliyah of the Regel. Nevertheless, we go on the Chazaka that the money that's there was from even before Yom Tov. Hence, on Harabayis, the money is Chulin Birushalayim. When it comes to Yerushalayim, it depends. B'Shas HaRegel Meiser, if you find it B'Shas HaRegel when people were Ole Regel and bring money of Meiser Sheni with them, then it's presumed to be Meiser Sheni. B'Shar Yimos Hashana Chulin, but during the rest of the year, it's Chulin. What's the difference between the Har Habayis and Yerushalayim B'Shas HaRegel? V'amar Shmaya Bar Zira, my time. Why is it that when Yerushalayim B'Shas HaRegel, the halacha is that you don't follow the fact that money was there beforehand from Chulin? Hol V'Shuki Yerushalayim Asuyin Eschabit B'Chol Yoyim. Since Yerushalayim, the streets were cleaned every day, but the Har Habayis was not. So if it's clean every day, then you'd go after what we call Basar Hashta. Otherwise, we go Basar Kamoy. Alma Amrina, we see from here, Kamoy Kamoy Azule, you ignore what was there originally, Vahani Achrini Ninu, and you look at the later ones. You look at Basar Hashta. Ochanami here too, Nema Kama Kama Azul, the Chametz has already gone, Vahai De Idnahu, and this that we're pulling out now, which is moldy, is made of matzah and not of chametz. Says the Gemara, wait a second, that's only if there's no reason to believe that this is from the older batch. But over here, beautiful, there's something here that seems to indicate that's from the older batch. Shani hachadi pushem uchiyachi laveh. The fact that it's moldy indicates to us that it might be more likely it's chametz. Says the Gemara, yipushem uchiyachi laveh, if we're going to say that the moldiness indicates that this is a chametz, kiribsa matzah, may have it. How does it help that you have the majority of matzah? Amar Rabba answers, loy tema, shiribsa matzah, it should not state that the reason why we presume that it's matzah is because matzah was the majority, it's based on rov. Ela ema, shirabu yimei matzah ilavei, that the majority, there were many days of matzah that already passed. Therefore, we have the Basar Hashta, which tells us that it's likely to be matzah. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Pshita. If that would be so, that would be Pashut. It's a Mishnah in Shkalim. Says the Gemara, that you go Basar Hashta. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Di Pusha Meruba. No, it's quite moldy. Mal the same Kini Pusha Meruba. Since it's quite moldy, Glomel, so the Vadei Chametz Mal Yehu. That shows us that it's Chametz Kamash Malon. The Chidush of Rabba Baravuna, in the name of Rav, is that the past she'ipsha is going to be mutter, kimon she'rabu yimei matzah ilavei, the majority of the days of matzah is already passed. Arinim kol yoyma v'yoyma na'ma chamima afa, there was hot bread, here it would probably mean hot matzah as well, that was put into the bread box, v'shadi ilavei v'ipsha tfei, and for that reason, it made it more moldy. Asks the Gemara, Umi azlina basar basra? Is that true that you go after what we called basar hashta or basar basra, the later one? If we have a box that has been used, the money's been used both for chulin and for meiser, imrov chulin, chulin, rov, meiser, meiser. So we say you look at majority, you don't look at the basar hashta, the basar basra. The ema leza basar basra. Why do we go after a later status? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Chagmai Skinan Kigoshen Ashtam Shuba Moskul Mosk Meiser Venya Deiz Membesof. If you don't know what was the last one that was used, then you will not go basar basra. Then you will go rough. But if you do, then know what was the basra, then you follow it. Rav Zvid Amar Kigoshen Ashtam Shuba Tziburin Tziburin. Rav Zvid said the halacha would not apply. If you piled up the monies in different corners, then basar basra does not apply. Rav Papa Amar Kigoyin Nishtakach Biguma. That we're talking in a case. We're talking about an instance where the money was found in a crevice inside of the box. And therefore, normally, we would say that you go basar basroi, but if it's found in a hole in the box, it could very well be that that money has been sitting there for a long time, and it got stuck in that hole. The Gemara now continues with a new topic. Amar Rav Yehuda, the halachos of bracha, when it comes to bedika, and for that matter, bracha in many areas in Kol HaTorah Kula. Amar Rav Yehuda, baidik tzarich sheyivarech. Someone who does bedika is required to make a bracha as well. Mai mevarech. What is a bracha? Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava. Amar levayer chametz. The bracha should be levayer, to destroy. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava al bir chametz, on the burning of chametz. Says the Gemara, bilivaer, if he would say the word levaer, kula amalo pligi divadila habo mashma. Livaer indicates that he's not done it yet, and he will do it in the future. Ki pligi, but the machlokis over here is ba'al biur, whether al biur is acceptable. Mar savar mei kara mashma. If Papi holds that it's not appropriate to say al biur chametz, because that sounds like it was already done. Umar savar lahabo mashma. Rav Papa holds that it indicates as well in the future. The Rush explains that the reason why Rav Papa would want to say Albir Chametz, if everybody agrees that Livar Chametz is correct, why would Rav Papa want to say Albir Chametz? He points to a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Amid Aleph that we have a rule, Mi Birchasa Shel Adam Niker Shetal Mechacham Hu. That from the way a person says brachos, you could see if he's a Talmud Chacham, and that a person is supposed to say a bracha that would teach us as many halachos and hilchos brachos. And if one could dispel a mistake that al means only l'sha'avar, Rav Papa thought that it was appropriate to do so. Either way, whatever Rav Papa's motivation, Rav Papa felt that Al-Bir Chametz was also Lahaba. Take a look at the Rush. The Rush actually is quite important for many, many halachas of Hilchos, brachos over here. Mark continues two lines from the top. Meisive, I'll ask you a question. When makes a bracha on Mila, Sherkit Shalom Sosavit Sivanu Ala Mila? According to the Mandamer of Papi, who said that Al is passed, the bracha is done over Lasiyasim before the Mila is done. So we see Al Mila also projects to the future. So Gemara analyzes. The reason over there you say Al Mila is because of the following problem. Hasam Hecha Nema. What should the bracha be? Nema Limol. If he's going to say Limol, or more precise grammar, Lomul, so then in such a case, Lo Sagi, that won't work. Because the only time it's appropriate is the Lav Iumol. Only if the father does the Mila do we say that he has a chiyuv lomul to do the Mila. And if it's the normal case where you have a moel that's doing the bris, in such a case, the lashon of lomul would indicate that he has a personal chiyuv. That's why ala Mila is said to indicate on the Mila, but not lomul, that an imperative that he has a mitzvah of Mila. But rather, the Moel will be making the bracha on the mitzvah of Mila in general. Says the Gemara, Avia ben Ma'ikal Meimer, what happens if the father of the kid who does the Mila itself? Einach Hanami, says the Gemara, then in such an instance he should make the bracha lomu. Meisive, Baruch HaShem, Shem Zos, Yitzvanu, Ala Shechita, we make Ala Shechita before the Shechita, according to Rav Papi, who says that Al Bir Chametz refers to the past. How can you make al shechita before you do the shechita? Hasam nami hecha nema, answers the Gemara. What would you say when it comes to shechita? Nema lishchot. If he's going to say lishchot, lo sagi laviu shachat. Literally, that means, is it not enough that he didn't do the shechita? What the Gemara is driving at is that if you said lishchot, that would sound like you have a chiyuv of shechita, and there's nowhere in the Torah that says that you have to eat, that you have to do shechita. It says in the Torah that you have to eat basar shchuta. So we say ala shchita so as to make clear that there isn't a chiyuv on a particular person to do shchita. Says Gemara, if that would be so, Pesach v'kodshim ma'ikol memra, then when a Pesach and a kodshim, the Karim Pesach and a behema that a person brings, where there's a chiyuv to do shchita, as the Torah says, Rashi describes, v'samach yodoy v'shachat, so then in such a case, ma'ikol memra, then the bracha should be lishchit, answers the Gemara as well, einachinami. In, yes, hachinami, here too you would make the bracha lishchot. The Gemara continues with another kasha meisive, ha'isa lulav la'atzma, someone who binds his own lulav, mevarech shech yon v'kimanu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. Not a lot of ispoim, when he takes it on the day of Sukkot to be yotzei, asher kicham sasvet zivanu al netilas lulav. There he makes the bracha al netilas lulav, according to our logic. The Al Natil Sluv indicates in the past. So why does it make Al? Shani Hasan to be Idin of the Agbe Nafik Be. Says the Gemara, no. In such an instance, he was already Yotze, because when he picked it up, he was Yotze. Ihachi Latzes Be Yotze Bomi Boile. Then it shouldn't say, he took the Brisa, should not say that he picked it up to be Yotze. He was already Yotze the moment he picked it up. Says Gemara, Eina Chanami, you're right. So then why is it that we use a Lashon Latze Spo? Mishum the Kuboyim, listen, he say, Faleshe Basuka Tani Rasha, Nami Latze Spo. Because we wanted to use the lashon that's appropriate for the seifa that says that if he goes into the sukkah to be yotze, so then he makes a bracha of leishay basukkah, so we use that as well. Diktani seifa, oisa sukkah la'atzmai, baruch ato Hashem, she'achin, v'kimanu l'mazan zeh, nichnes leishay be'omer baruch asher kichon sasitzimanu leishay basukkah. The Gemara in sukkah seems to come to a different conclusion, because the Gemara in sukkah is, as explained by Taisus on Lamites, seems to understand that the bracha of the lulav esrog ultimately is done over lasi yasam, but over here the Gemara seems to be assuming in a different direction. Concludes our Gemara v'hilchasa al bir chametz. We paskin that the bracha is al bir chametz, like the opinion of Rav Papa. Asks the Gemara, "Dekuli alma mimi ikara ba'ina levruche." Everybody agrees that you do mean to make a bracha. The question just is, what's the girsa minal? And how do we know that you make a bracha altogether? Answers for the Bedikas Chametz. It answers the Gemara, Damar Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, Kol Mitzvos Mevarech Aleihen Oiv L'Atziyasan. All brachas are made beforehand. My mashma. What is the meaning of the words over L'Atziyasan? The Gemara now has found its makor that you say, Kol Mitzvos, all mitzvos you make a bracha over L'Atziyasan, that the Gemara is satisfied that the mitzvah of Derabbanan as well, Bedikas Chametz, would be enough. But now it asks, what is the meaning behind the word of over Lasiyasa? My Mashon Dahai Over. Says the Gemara, Lishon Dakdumehu. It means that you're supposed to precede the mitzvah with a bracha. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, Damar Kra, we see this in a pasuk, Vayorat Achimotz Derech Hakikar, Vayavar Es Hakushi. The pasuk means that Achimotz passed the Kushi. This is when Yoav ben Tzruya sent the Kushi to tell David about the death of Avshalom. So Achimotz got there beforehand. Abaye Omer Mehachav, who avar lifnehem? That's by the bris and meeting between Esav and Yaakov. It says that Yaakov went in front of his wives, avar lifnehem. Vima yisema mehachav, or else you could say it comes from this pasuk in Micha, vayavar malkam lifnehem vashem berosham, that the Melech HaMashiach will come before Bnei Yisrael. Be'rav Amri chutz min ha'tvila v'shofar. The two exceptions, of over lasiyasan are tvila and shofar. Bishlem tvila, I understand when it comes to tvila of a ger, da'kati gavra lochazi, that he's not someone who can make a bracha yet. He can't say asher kidshonu mitzvosav. Ela shofar my time. What do we mean that shofar, you don't make a bracha beforehand? Also, we do make it. What's the Gemara referring to? V'chite mishum dilma mikalkala. Maybe we don't make a bracha beforehand because how do we know a good sound is going to come out? Dilma kalkala tkia. Yach efil shchita mila nami. So too, sometimes the shchita mila will not work out. Elomar v'chizda. No. You got to change the gear. So chutz min ahat tevila bilvat. Talking about only tevila is done afterwards. Itmar nami tam. Itmar tanya nami hachi. Taval va'ala ba'aliyasa. If he does tefila when he comes up, then the bracha is made on tevila. We learned in our Halakha Mishnah, la'or la'arba asar, boitkines hachametz la'or aner, that the bedikas hachametz is done by the light of the candle. Minah animili, how do we know that a candle is used? Amar Rav Chizda, Chizda says the source goes with the following limud. Lamadnu mitzia mimitzia, the Gemara we'll spell out what we're referring to in a moment. We learn from the words from mitzia, umitzia mechipus, and mitzia from chipus, vechipus mechipus, vechipus mineros, and chipus from neros. Veneros miner. What are we referring to? So Gemara spells it out. Mitzia, mitzia. When we say mitzia, mitzia, what are we referring to? Ksiv hach, it says in Shmois, by chametz. We're going to start, of course, with chametz. We're working backwards from chametz to find that you're supposed to use a candle. Shivas yam salam matzam atecha. Uksiv Hasam, and it says in Bereishis, when they searched the Shvatim for Yosef's cup, Vayichapis Bagodol Hechel, Uvakotan Kila, Vayimotse, So we have this equation of Mitzia. And that tells us that how do you find it? You find it b'chipus, v'yichapes b'gadol. The only way you're going to find it is if you're going to search. Mineros, and we see the concept of chipus done specifically with Neros. The Chassid says it's Tzfanya, Aleph Yud Beis, but Eisei Yachapes es Yerushalayim b'Neros, at the time of the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will search Yerushalayim with candles, looking for the Rishayim. Neros, Miner. And we learn by ner, dichsiv that says the pasuk, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, choyfez kochad revetten, that specifically it's not torches, but it's particularly a ner, as it says, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Gemara has a slightly different brisa that records a similar type of idea. Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel, Leile Arbaos, the night of the 14th, both Gnes Achamitz Lara Ner, Vafel Bishem Raila Dover, Zecher Dover, there is a Zecher to it, Shinemar Shivas Yom Sarli Matze, Va'oimer Vaychapis Pagodal Hechel Bakotan Kila, Va'oimer Beisi Echapis Yerushalayim Be'er, Baneirois, Va'oimer Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So slightly different Lashon the brisa, but the same type of idea. Asks the Gemara a great question. If we already saw from the Pasuk, Achapes Yerushalayim B'Neiros, my, why do we need the Pasuk V'Oimer of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Choyfez Kochare Batem? V'chitem Ahai Be'Esahi Kulu. Maybe you'll say that that Be'Esahi is a leniency. Only over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to use a candle. Lo B'Tkin Elei B'Yerushalayim B'Nora Devuki, won't you detorch? D'Nafish Nahura Tuva. Because that will be too light, and he'll find too many averis, too many rishon. And some people who are not so bad, if he only uses a small light, will get away. El benahara the shrug of the zutar nahara tvei, but he'll use a small candle. Davon rabba mishtakach, davon zutar lo mishtakach. They'll find big averis, but not small averis. Tashma. So we'll say, even though that might be true, which is a comfort for those of us who have done averis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, on a certain level, be mevater on Avon Zutra. But if that's the real meaning of the Pasuk, then maybe we would say you should use a torch as well for Chametz. Bedikas Chametz, Tashma, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. That's why we have the Pasuk, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, that Chipus B'Ner is a Chipus Me'ula, and that one uses a candle and not a torch. Bezer Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we will see that that's how the Gemara begins, where the Gemara will say that a torch is not supposed to be used for Bedikas Chametz. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf of Zayin in Maseches Pesachim, and Bezer Hashem, I hope later today, to record the halacha from the daily daf.